This housing development would feel right at home in any U.S. suburb. But unlike the U.S., there is no housing crisis here. Built around an 18-hole golf course, the sumptuously landscaped J.P. Green's community is just minutes away from the Indian capital of Delhi. Despite the country's booming economy, J.P. Marketing Director Manu Goswami says housing has not kept pace.
So we thought it was a good opportunity when we saw this piece of land to convert it into a very high-end development wherein people could live in an environment which is comparable to the best anywhere in the world.
Goswami says his country is ready to experience the same luxuries and conveniences found in many Western and European countries. Homeowner Nityanand Gupta agrees. He says even with a price tag of $2 million, his six-bedroom home is a bargain.
It is a very good investment. As long as you want to live, you live here. If you don't want to live, you can sell it off and make huge amount of profit.
Developers say there has been no shortage of home buyers because demand continues to outstrip supply. Business analyst Arvind Singhal says a number of factors are responsible.
In general, income levels have risen in India. People are earning at a much younger age than they were earning a generation before. There are more and more women coming into the workforce, leading to dual-income families, or some in cases, multiple-income families.
Those multiple-income families have become the backbone of a growing Indian middle class. But along with greater disposable income is a materialism that comes with it. So Rob and Sunny Agarwal are shopping for their first home.
There's a sense of achievement, there's a sense that we're doing well. It's a feel-good thing that we can buy a house at this age where our parents were taking so long.
I think they were much more satisfied, our parents' generation. And we, on the other hand, I think our generation is much more materialistic. We want to have a house right away, a car and everything.
Despite the growing sense of economic security, India remains home to many of the world's poor. Mr. S. Sridhar, the chairman and managing director of the National Housing Bank, says the country's rising income levels have not benefited everyone.
It could lead to a lot of issues in terms of overcrowding, congestion, proliferation of slums, degeneration in quality of life, and a lot of social issues. So clearly, affordable housing for all is just not an empty slogan or a wish. It is something that we all need to work together in order to make it a reality.
Despite the new affluence here, the World Bank says about 450 million Indians still live on less than $1 a day. Sridhar says the need to build more affordable housing will increase as more of India's impoverished move to the major cities to claim a piece of the country's newfound prosperity. Millar Sega, VOA News.